All right, let's get a little more expert opinion on the Tennessee Titans. Tron Davenport covers the Titans for ESPN's NFL Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. And he joins us now on the Bud Light Hotline. Teron, we believe that Derrick Henry is going to start this game. How do you see his status, and what are your expectations for him in this matchup against Cincinnati?
Yeah, I believe he is going to start, and they should probably have that move wrapped up by tomorrow. And I think when you look at Derrick Henry, he's different from a lot of other people. I don't expect him to be the same true home run hitter that he was before, but I think he will be a contributor. I would say probably 10 to 15 carries. But one of the things that Todd Downing said yesterday when we spoke to him was, however, if the flow of the game goes, that's going to really dictate, you know, how much he plays. And, of course, he said if he gets the green light to that Henry is gone. So I would say it's going to be a three-headed monster, a combo of Derrick Henry with Deontay Foreman as well as Dontrell Hilliard. And that, those two did pretty well while Henry was out. They didn't have the same long distance scoring type of ability that Henry brings, the explosiveness, but they did well for the most part.
When you think about let's just play the worst case scenario. If for whatever reason he can't go, how do you shoulder that load? And does that require Ryan Tannehill to be a factor in the run game? Or do they move maybe just a little bit more towards the pass?
Yeah, I think Ryan Tannehill is going to have to be a factor in the run game regardless. And that's a big reason why their red zone numbers have gone up over the last 3 to 4 weeks. I mean, they went to the red zone 8 times, and they scored touchdowns on 7 of them. And Ryan Tannehill himself, he has 7 rushing touchdowns this year, which is second to only Jalen Hurts as far as quarterbacks are concerned. So either way, that's going to be important. But I think this game is going to be one where Ryan Tannehill has to throw the football as well, regardless of whether Derrick Henry plays and how effective he is. They're going to have to score the football on some of the passing plays. And, I mean, that's really why they went out and got Julio Jones, right? And that's why A.J. Brown, you know, is a guy to watch in this game. So I think either way, Tannehill is going to be required to be a big part of this team if they're going to win.
Teron Davenport covers Tennessee Titans for ESPN's NFL Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. He's with us now on the Bud Light Hotline previewing Cincinnati at Tennessee Saturday at 3:30 on CBS. Tennessee a 3.5-point favorite right now in this game. You mentioned Julio Jones. He's another guy that's been a little bit banged up across the course of the year. What about the rest of the health overall for the Tennessee Titans outside Derrick Henry heading into this matchup with the Bengals?
Well, I tell you what, for the first time in quite some time, the injury report, you know, doesn't look like a CVS receipt. You know, I'm not running out of characters when I'm typing who is not at practice, you know, on Twitter to get a practice update. So I would say all that to say that this team is in really good shape health-wise. I was talking to Bud Dupree yesterday, and he said that, you know, he feels as good as he has throughout the year, and he's just bouncing around out there. You got a bunch of guys coming back for them. Now, yesterday they did miss Jackrabbit Jenkins and Derek Roberson. But, I mean, still, this team is in good shape health-wise. I would expect Jenkins to play. Roberson is kind of up and down, but, I mean, he's a rotational guy. They're fine health-wise. I think they're in really good shape, to be honest with you.
What about the Bengals matchup in particular? Obviously, Bengals are hot. Great passing attack. Jamar Chase is a handful. Burrow's playing the best he's ever played outside of his 2019 season in some ways. But when you look at just how they match up across the board, you know, what are the vibes you're getting from inside the building about the draw and how they think they'll fare?
Yeah, these guys understand defensively it's all about the front four. They have to get home and impact the quarterback. And that's something that they've preached all season anyway, so this is nothing new. But when you look at that trio of receivers, it's funny, Shane Bone, the defensive coordinator, he was asked about some of the guys, you know, traveling with other receivers. And he's like, well, okay, who are we going to travel with? T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd, or who? And that's really the truth, is you can't really be concerned with putting your number one corner on one of those guys, because all three of them are really good in different ways. So they understand that it's about getting that pressure on Burrow, getting him off his spot, and just trying to impact him that way. And that's really where they feel that they could win the game, because they have supreme confidence in that front four. And, I mean, I get it. When you've got, you know, Jeffrey Simmons, Bud Dupree, Harold Landry, and Danico Autry, who is getting zero recognition for how well he's played this year. But when you have that front four like that, you could get pressure there. Now you drop seven into coverage, and there's some different things that you could do from that perspective. And the other good thing about this team that they understand is their DBs tackle well. So they can defend the run adequately out of sub packages.
Teron Davenport covers the Tennessee Titans for ESPN. He's on the Bud Light Hotline with us. Secondary tackling may be a bit of a concern, but coverage has to be a bigger concern with what Ja'Marr Chase has done this year. I know some folks think that that may be the weak spot of this defense or team. What would the plan be, in your opinion, for the Titans secondary, specifically for Ja'Marr Chase, and how to try to minimize the damage that he can create?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing with Ja'Marr Chase. It's so difficult to defend him because he's so good on a true fade and then also back shoulder fades. But then when you try to, you know, work him towards the sideline and condense that little cushion for Burrow to throw the ball, he does a good job of getting off the line and working back inside, catching the slant. He's a very good yards after catch receiver. So, you know, what they're working to do is just stay over top. They want to make sure that they secure the tackle, right? You know, when he breaks inside and runs those slants, those digs, and those type of things, they have to minimize the yards after the catch. And then when you look at the fade, you know, those nine routes and those type of things, Joe Burrow is more accurate than any other quarterback in the league. I mean, the league average is 35% completion on those deep passes, on those fades. He's at 66%. So it's definitely a connection there between those two. And they're going to, you know, they haven't said it fully, but I really think what they're going to do is work with coverage over the top and, have a man on Chase as well.
All right, Teron, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking the time to join us. Enjoy the game this weekend. Look forward to catching up again soon.
Thank you, for sure. You guys take it easy.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport joining us on the Bud Light Hotline.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.